Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Chunky's with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. TMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday, June 14th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up, Rickies?
And Jason Bishop.
Yo.
Are we a more rested group this week?
I mean, today.
Today?
Not really.
Slightly.
Yeah, I went to bed late.
Maybe a little bit.
Cake should be better. He didn't
sleep
on the
couch. Looks like you shaved your dome
a few days ago, yes.
Nice and tight. I mean,
went to bed at 10, exhausted.
My man Jonathan took care of it. I left that to my personal stylist.
My wife's got me going to Harry Connick tonight. Salty about that.
Oh, give me a late night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not happy.
So I'm guessing the Harry Connick crowd, what's the start time for him tonight at Wolf Trap?
Yeah, can't be a rager.
Probably early.
Seven.
Yeah, but they're all the same, aren't they? Aren't they regularly the same? You know, whatever they get, they hit the stage at 8:30 and they get off at 10, typically.
Are you
right?
Are you bringing a big cooler?
What's the policy over there? Can you bring your own cocktails and wine and stuff?
Yeah, you can sit there in the
Now, you also can hook it, I believe, with Heidi. Heidi's, kind of runs things over there.
Heidi's hooking it a
little
bit.
What you need to get are the passes into their VIP lounge.
It's called the Encore Lounge, I think.
The Encore Lounge. We get to hang out, free drinks, free snacks. It's very nice.
I'm sure he's already hooked
up. I've got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then you're good.
I just don't want to go. It's going to be too late.
Is it
Harry Connick? Tomorrow I've got to go to a graduation party. I've got to go to a graduation, then a graduation party. Mm. And then I've got my daughters have an 8 a.m. game on Saturday.
Ooh. The graduation party's fun. The graduation's poop.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah.
Although Trace McSorley is my buddy's kid's doing the commencement speech. So that'll be pretty cool.
He is?
Yeah.
He's got roped into that.
I'm kind of surprised he agreed to it, but
hey,
it is what it is.
So where's that at? Briar Woods is where he's doing it?
It's at Patriot Center.
Is he going to talk about beating Maryland senseless last year, like 66-7, whatever the score was?
He might throw that
in. That's a pretty young guy to give a commencement speech.
He was 23.
That's young.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really young.
I agree.
He's that worldly, I guess. For those kids, I'm sure they look up to him.
Superstar to Briar Woods kids.
Yep. Right.
Well,
I think that's cool when you have an athlete doing your commencement. Usually it's boring. My daughter's had Coach Ken from Navy. I thought that was pretty good.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's
but
solid.
But most of your commencement speakers are nondescript.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying the age. Nothing against Trace. You get a 23-year-old kid doing a commencement speech, like, how much wisdom can he really give you?
Right.
But those
how much
kids,
wisdom do you retain from anybody who gives you commencement speech
in theory,
anyway?
It'll in be theory, all about, they've been through it a little more.
Yeah, it'll be all about his experiences at the high school and
if you're
college.
A kid, though, you're going to be into it. If he's, well, then, you know, they can all relate to him. You know, I'm sure.
But he'll
all
be more interesting than, you know, some politician or.
Or Cakes.
Or Cakes,
yeah,
yes.
One of us.
Absolutely.
Based on his experiences. But to answer your first question, still very exhausted.
I'm surprised you went to bed at 10. You're usually in bed by 7:30.
We had softball practice last night. We're on the fields from 7:15 to 9:30.
Are you like one of the assistant coaches?
Yeah. There's only two coaches, me and my buddy Andy.
Right.
And we got three games this Saturday, 8, 9:30, and 12:30.
It's actually good you're a coach.
That's a grind. You're grinding.
That's a grind.
Yeah. It's actually good you're a coach because now you can like yell and it doesn't look weird.
That's right.
Right, you're not in right field.
You're not the parent
bleachers.
Standing in left
I'll send
field.
You a text when I roll out of bed around 9:15. I'll say, what's up, Eric?
That's right.
And I'm just getting out of
and
bed
I would have been up
point.
Since 6:15.
Yep.
Right. Well, today, you know, it's been just an incredible last 6 weeks or so of this Capitals run, and I'm sure we'll still be touching on it today. But, you know, I know some of us here, and a lot of people that listen to the show, believe it or not, are golf fans. And it's U.S. Open week, and we haven't talked about it at all. Like, I haven't even talked about it for a second.
Yeah. Best U.S. Open week ever.
It's really not good. This is the least we've ever talked about a major, I think.
Like you said, caps are going on, so.
Doesn't the World Cup start today, too?
But that,
there's one match today. Russia and Saudi Arabia.
The U.S. Open. It's the World Cup.
Sure it is, but it's just diminished with no U.S. It's just really, it's hard.
Very
to
it definitely much
hurts.
So.
It's hard to get excited for it. Plus, yeah. I can't imagine the games being at good times.
Well, today's game's 11 a.m.
They're all going to be early, like late morning, early afternoon because of the time difference.
It's actually not bad for
us. What's it on Fox? Fox is carrying it, right?
Yeah.
Is it Mother Russia today?
Like Russia, Saudi Arabia.
Yep. I'm sure Jason has action on it.
100%. I took Russia minus one goal.
Of course you did.
Laid 135.
Is that all based on AWOD?
No, I just heard some guy talking about it on the radio. Soccer expert.
So the U.S. Open, Tiger Woods clearly not a favorite, but odds are decent for him, right?
20-1 or something, 15-1, something like
that.
I wouldn't put him anywhere near that.
That sounds like a bet Drab would have made because he loves long shots, usually longer than 20-1. Did you put any money on Tiger?
That's not a long shot. No, during the first commercial break, Valdez and I are going to put our heads together and pick our long shots.
Ah, okay, good.
Probably haven't heard the name before.
50-1 or 100-1.
Yeah.
Got to be
20-1. Come on, that's almost a favorite, Cake.
They better be on page two for Drab to select them.
Might be a silly long shot. He's not going to win it. Adam Scott, I think, is going off like 66 or 70-1.
Yeah, 60-1.
Why? What happened to him? Wasn't he the number one player in the world for
a while? He had to qualify just to get in.
He's played in 68 straight majors. A pretty good
that
run.
One might be tasty for you there, Drab.
What's the number for him?
70-1.
Well, I don't understand why is he such a long shot?
Just because he's older and hadn't played. I mean, it's not like he's winning on a regular basis.
Got to be in good form.
I mean, the favorites are all the young guys with the DJ and Thomas and Spieth and Rory.
Well, now that we're a week since the Capitals hoisted the Stanley Cup, it is kind of a return to normalcy on the show, and it is a Thursday. What does that mean, Jason Bishop?
I hope to take at least 150 calls today.
Yeah, that's a high bar.
I'm going to put the number at 15 and go under.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I'll put the number at 15 and go under.
I'll take the over because we have prizes to give away.
That doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah, prize calls do not count.
We'll open up the phone lines now, 800-636-1067. Hadid, Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines open on Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. I'd love to hear from you early. You can talk about whatever you want. Nationals get two home runs from Juan Soto. He is a true phenom. If you look at his numbers across the board, super impressive for a 19-year-old. And the thing which really jumped out at me, I retweeted it this morning, is he joins the company of Ken Griffey Jr. and Robin Yount as guys who are 19 who hit home runs at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at Yankee Stadium? I think who've done it 19
although
overall.
They hit it at a different Yankee Stadium, but yeah, you're right.
You add Mel Ott, I think, and those are like the only guys.
I mean, it's just an impressive list because when you're on any list for whatever reason, and the other two guys are Ken Griffey Jr. and Robin Yount, two Hall of Famers, it's a pretty damn good list.
Well, you know what else is incredible is he's kind of learning on the fly because he had 35 plate appearances above A-level.
Yeah. Right, their initial plan wasn't to call him up till like May next year.
Right,
but he's here to stay. He's not going anywhere.
Of course,
and you kind of keep waiting for him to show his, his rookie tendencies. And he's made a couple of base running errors and a couple of fielding errors, but at the plate, he really hasn't. He's hitting .345 and was
on base percentage five, six homers. Is well over 400.
It's almost 450. Yep.
Think about that. He's
playing well.
He's got as good of plate discipline as anybody on the team.
It's great, but...
And he had a bomb. His second bomb to right center? Oh, my God. It looked like it was 500 feet.
Was less power, but I thought Trey Turner was this guy. Not with the power. But I thought Trey Turner was this guy a couple years ago. Turns out Trey Turner's this 260 guy.
260?
Yeah, a couple hits last night.
We'll see where it ends at the end of the season.
That's what he is.
I understand that's what he is now.
Hadn't been that guy I thought he was going to be 2 years ago.
Has been struggling, so it's great that Juan Soto provides some life. They get a win against the Yankees 5-4 last night. That was with I feel like you're stealing when Eric Fetty started.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you expect wins when you have Strasburg and Scherzer and even Gio.
Yeah.
Lesser extent Tanner.
No, you're right.
You got Fetty on the mound and you get a win. That's big time.
Although they were going to get
house money at that point.
Sonny Gray's been a little bit poolicious this year, so that's one guy you want to go against if you're struggling.
How about
Justin Miller? Justin Miller hasn't allowed a run in almost 11 innings. He's got 21 strikeouts in 11 innings.
That's their middle relief pickup?
Yeah. He used to pitch for Colorado. I don't know what he was doing last year. I'm not sure he played for anybody last year, but they picked him up off the street, and he's got 21 Ks and 10 and two-thirds.
How many curly dubs are we presently sitting on right now?
They've got 37, I think. 37.
I think they're 9 games above 500.
All right, so 37
and 28. I like 9 games above 500. Yeah. I like that trend.
Let me see the exact.
So I need 65. That. I need exact. I don't need ballpark figures. So I need exact.
We got 97 games left, something like that.
What's weird about the Nats, I don't think we've talked about it yet, and I think it's just a quirky thing, nature of the schedule, but they're 22-12 on the road, and they're under 500 at home. They're one game under 500 at home. Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll straighten out.
Cakes, we should get some wins next week because they play the Orioles.
Very good. Are the Marlins on the schedule soon, too? Hopefully fatten up on them as well.
Check that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. You can talk about the U.S. Open if you want. Will Tiger Woods contend this weekend? Of course, the world's number one, I believe, is Justin Thomas. Dustin Johnson's right there. I got to believe those are the
Dustin
favorites.
Dustin Johnson's number
one. Yeah, DJ's one.
Okay.
He overtook Justin Thomas.
I think this would be the least likely of the majors where Tiger will contend typically. So he may do all right here.
Well, if it's windy at all up there at Shinnecock on Long Island, it'll be a brutal course.
I will always have my most muted expectations for Tiger at a U.S. Open where accuracy off the tee is so critical.
Well, the Shinnecock fairways are supposed to be wider than normal, but but Tiger's playing in the afternoon group today. And the afternoon group is supposed to get pummeled with
always
wind.
Harder in the afternoon.
They were talking about last night how they might even suspend play because they're going to have 30-mile-an-hour gusts in the afternoon.
So the ball won't stay on the green.
It's going to be windy. By the way, the Nationals are projected to win 92 games, Cakes, for your swap bet.
That's right on our number.
That's good because you're going to get hot. They're not going to play like this all year. They're going to get hot.
Yeah, but I need a little more wiggle room.
Yeah, they're going to get hot, and you're going to be fine.
Cakes, next
37 and 28. It's actually like 92.2, I guess, whatever, but when I did the math, 92 wins.
Cakes, next 10 games or so, at Toronto for three, Yankees for one more. That's a makeup game, and then Baltimore for three, and then Philly for three, and then they get Tampa. So the schedule's a little light. I mean, you got the Yankees in there, got to go on the road to play Toronto, but they should win some of these games.
Good. Like it.
All right, let's pass some of these calls. 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday. Chance
I'll take
to
the over
the show.
On 15, EB.
Yeah, I put the number at 15. Jason put the number at 150. Uh-huh. I'm going to say
somewhere in between.
I'm going to say under 15. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what's up, pal? You're on with the Jux.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning,
what's
buddy.
What's going on, man?
So I just want to comment on the fact that it feels different this time of year. Normally in June, we're miserable sports-wise. I'm sure that your ratings are probably down in June. And this is just fantastic. It's a different feeling. Normally I'm just thinking, I'm dreading football season coming up and dreading the Redskins and all the bum storylines and all the drama. And I'm just hoping that the Nationals do something and make me happy and I don't have to worry about it. Now I really don't care what the Redskins do because we got a Stanley Cup, and the rest of it doesn't really matter. And it just looks up. Speaking of drama, do you guys hear about that crap in Ottawa with the with Eric Carlson's wife and all that? And
it
just feels good to not be the laughing stock of a league for once.
I would think that a situation like that, there's no way you can
explain to people.
So there's a couple players that play for the Ottawa Senators. Eric Carlson's one. I think Mike Hoffman's the other one.
Carlson's a stud.
And Eric Carlson's wife, I believe, gave birth to a stillborn child. Something. The child died.
Yeah, it was a tragic story a few months ago. During the season.
Anyway, so Mike Hoffman's fiance started trolling via social media the wife, and I guess both Eric Carlson and his wife.
Because she's psycho?
I don't know. You'd have to read some of the posts.
But harassment.
It's harassment. Social media harassment. And Eric Carlson's wife was, I guess she filed a police report. But Mike Hoffman, who's the player for Ottawa, his fiance's little nut job, is saying, nope, it's not us. Fake accounts. I don't know how you would be able to bring Eric Carlson and Mike Hoffman back and play on the same team next year. Considering
if it ends up being a fake account.
Eric Carlson and his wife
That's always the go-to for people who who are posting
on
the real
accounts. If they can prove that it's a fake account, then maybe get the teammates back together.
Well, the police are investigating, so and they haven't proven it yet.
Definitely an odd story. All right, open line Thursday. We got it going. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Well, there were four callers. You're just slow to the trigger.
No, we talked about one of the topics. That's why the guy hung up.
You hung up. I mean, they hung up.
Well, you can't go to everybody when you go to six people at one time.
No, but I mean, I'm saying you're sleeping on it.
It doesn't count. Just if they call, it doesn't count.
I understand that.
There's calls and there's calls taken.
Right.
Different stats.
800-636-1067. We will talk a little Redskins. Their mandatory minicamp over. John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN, ESPN.com. He'll join us at 7. We'll talk U.S. Open with Keith Von Valkenburg from ESPN.com, senior golf writer. And Chelsea James from the Washington Post will join us as we talk about the Nationals and Juan Soto at 8:20, all right here on The Junkie.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back, Chucky's on 106. I'm the fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. Jump on at 800-636-1067. Get in whatever you want. Obviously, the last week has been very Caps heavy, celebrating the Stanley Cup. Some Caps news yesterday as it was breakdown day at Kettler Iceplex. I think Ovi spoke for almost a half hour. But
yes.
Some news coming out of Caps camp, some things that we have been talking about the last couple of days. John Carlson, of course, is one of the most coveted men in the NHL who's going to be a free agent. They drafted him in 2008. And Barry Zwerluga has an article in the Washington Post pointing out a couple things. He wants to stay in D.C. Mm-hmm. Now, the money may be overwhelming. He owns a home in Chevy Chase. His wife is a Washingtonian. He said that he wants to spend his day with the Cup in D.C.
Very good.
So those are all good signs, but you see what some of the other players said. They said this is the way the league works. When you have a right-handed defenseman who scores goals, he had the most points of any defenseman in the NHL,
mm-hmm.
most minutes of any Capital, just that teams overpay.
I mean, we had Neil Greenberg on yesterday, and he was talking about the stats for a lesser defenseman. I can't remember his name. And his deal is at $8 million per season. So I think that has to be the starting off point, and can the Caps afford it?
This is the perfect year for John Carlson to become a UFA.
Yeah, I mean, and he was on with Chad Dukes yesterday, and of course he was noncommittal when Chad broached the topic, as he should be. I mean, he's going to get wined and dined. He's going to see what sort of offers are out there.
Has he made in the $4 million range like for the last 6 years?
Sounds about right. I can look
so
up
he's
his
made
deal.
About $24 million bucks. His team is asking for a number that starts with 8, right? So he wants $8 million plus. If they come in at 6, can they negotiate? Can they get there to 7 and that get it done?
Well,
would you take
if
that?
You sacrifice some of the other players. According to capfriendly.com, again, this is an article in the Washington Post, which tracks NHL salaries, Washington should have roughly $11 million available this offseason. Brian McClellan said the salary cap is supposed to go up. He said, the higher the better for me because they want to squeeze in Carlson, Jay Beagle, DSP, Michael Kempney, and they want to give Tom Wilson a raise.
Wow. Yeah, so it's going to be tough, especially if Carlson comes anywhere near $8 million. He signed a 6-year deal starting in 2013 for right about $4 million per season.
Yeah.
So that's what he's been on since 2013.
So he's made a lot of money in the last 6 years, but he's about to get some.
He's about to get stupid
some
money.
Some F-U money.
Yeah, he's going to get the dumb, stupid money at
McClellan
this point.
McClellan said, we're going to be limited to a certain extent to what we can offer, but hopefully we can find a spot that satisfies both parties. He may be priority number one, and then I would guess priority number two is Barry Trotz. There's a story about Barry Trotz, and of course he wants to be back, that it's probably going to be Barry Trotz or their assistant coach, Todd Reirden, that they don't see a situation where both of them stay. Todd Reirden apparently had a clause in his contract where he wasn't allowed to talk to other teams. But that period of time, I guess, is up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Barry doesn't want the guy handpicked as his heir apparent to be on his staff.
Right. He doesn't want that guy looking over his shoulder.
Basically an outsider. And I'm sure they made it work. And I'm sure they're professional.
I mean, can you imagine how awkward that was for most of
the year? Completely awkward. And now Barry Trotz holds all the power.
Right.
So he can just walk in and say, look, I want a raise, and I want Reirden gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that going forward.
And then Reirden probably wants to be somewhere else if he feels like he's a head coach.
He doesn't want to be dealing with this awkward situation for the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, he wants to be a head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He wants no part of it.
That's fair to him.
So let's hope that happens, because I'm a Barry Trotz guy.
Those guys get along, from what we know, from what we hear, those guys get along?
No idea. Mm. I'm gonna guess they're professional. And I'm going to guess cordial.
I'm going to guess it might be a little bit icy to use an NHL pun from time to time.
After they won the cup, in the seconds after they won the cup, Barry Trotz was hugging all of those coaches.
Right.
Yeah. I assume Reirden was one of them.
Yeah, because, probably. I mean, look, even when you have your differences, you guys are all in the fight together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it can be something that's looming. So, yeah, it's very interesting. It's far from figured out.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067, open line Thursday.
Put it this way. The money will be the easiest thing to solve with Barry Trotz.
Right.
The money will be the easiest part. Let's go to Spencer in Fredericksburg. Spencer, what's up, bud? You're on with the Junks. It's open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
How's it going, Junks? I want to talk a little bit about the hype that I'm feeling for Darius Geis. Some of the videos coming out from the training camps, he's looking really awesome. I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Well, I think he may be awesome. I do think that people getting carried away about videos, we had that with Terrell Pryor. The videos, just because a guy can jump over a trash can or whatever he jumped over, don't get too crazy.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, most of the guys probably can in the league.
I mean, it's fun to watch and it's encouraging, but let's not get out of control.
The only thing that matters is what he does on Sundays.
Right.
Doesn't matter what he does on a video. It doesn't matter what he does in OTAs.
And how big is his role with the Redskins? How many carries is he going to get from game one?
I do think a lot of people think that he is a steal.
Seems that way.
Remains to be seen. I think Doug Farrar was on with Chad Dukes yesterday and said the same type of thing, that teams passed him up for stupid reasons.
I'll say this. He's clearly on my fantasy radar already, because that's a guy that people are going to kind of sleep on, that if he gets an opportunity. If he gets, I don't know, 12 or 15 carries.
You think people are going to sleep on him?
I think people might sleep on him a little bit.
You think?
Maybe. Because people are going to be infatuated with Saquon Barkley.
Right, but he's the number two. I mean, everyone could, you could have a couple people here and there that say it's guys, but
my experience
is pretty much everybody's number two.
Fantasy,
yeah.
It always sounds great in the draft. Really works out.
I'm not getting crazy just because I saw him hurdle over somebody during an OTA.
Right.
I'm talking about in the 12th or 13th round, you grab him and you see what you have.
Do you want to
stash him on your bench?
You want to hear Doug hyping him up on Chad's show?
Yes, I need more of the hype train.
It's a more multidimensional offense than it was, not only because of the quarterback, but because of the personnel. And I think Geis is the center of that. And as I said, I think the fact that he lasted as long as he did will be seen as the biggest, because every draft has the guy who should have gone earlier. This, I think, will be seen as the biggest mistake of the 2018 draft, is that he lasted as long as he did.
Wow. I mean, that would be unbelievable for this team. Cause,
well, I mean, I'm watching his tape, and I thought, you know, Saquon Barkley had some great tape too, but I thought, in my mind, it was a toss-up between Barkley and Geis for best running back in this class. And, you know, Rashad Penny, who I like, who went to Seattle. But Geis is a special player.
By the way, that Geis, he's a real jerk, too, off the field. All he's done since he's been here in the D.C. area is hang out with people at a bowling alley, take people to a movie, and treat them to, a movie and popcorn out in Ashburn. Boy, all those character concerns that pushed him down the draft board really coming to light in the first couple months he's been
in D.C. We'll see. I mean.
And by the way, he's out at the watch parties. He's out at Capital One Arena during the Caps Cup run.
Yeah.
He's done everything perfectly.
He's a man of the people.
Since he's been here in D.C. Now, that could all become unhinged if he does something stupid during his rookie season. But so far, he's played it perfectly.
I think he may be very good. To me, the videos they release, again, remind me of the Terrell Pryor hype.
That's true.
Not to say he's going to be Terrell Pryor, but so many people thought Terrell Pryor was going to have 100 catches. They were going nuts.
Look, right over here,
one-handed catches video.
I was buying into that hype.
Yeah, me too. But the difference is that he's playing the position that he's excelled at in college.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
the prior thing was a projection.
I agree.
I
can't remember the guest that we've had on this show who actually said he had Geis rated higher than Barkley.
Yeah, there have been a couple guys.
I buy into the hype that for whatever reason, his background, whatever the heck was going on, whatever was swirling around combine time up until the draft, that hurt his draft stock.
Yeah. I get a kick out of Geis thinking that Geis is going to slip because I think he's the number two guy on everyone's board besides rookies.
I'm talking about if I'm in a room with unsavvy drafters, people who pick quarterbacks like in the first like three or four rounds. If I'm in a room with those donks,
raise my hand.
I'm gonna pluck Darius Geis.
All right, so
in
you're gonna have
round.
Geis. You'll have Geis on one of your teams.
I might have him on all of my
picks.
Teams,
how many? I would love this. Has anybody done an analysis? Like, look back the last 3 or 4 years. Like, how many leagues were you in last year?
Last year was probably in leagues that I really cared about.
Yeah, that you cared about.
Three or four.
I'd die for you. And it would take work.
Yes.
To look and see who they drafted. All those guys that drafted running backs in the first round.
Right.
Did they all win?
Well, last year, some of the top picks.
You know
picks,
what I mean? Because I always think that
last year, some of the top picks were David Johnson out for the season. There were running backs who were drafted early.
I'm not a slave to picking a running back first all the time. It all depends on your scoring
system.
But you're
anti-QB. I'm not always anti-QB, because if my QB is going to give me 40 touchdowns, and there are a couple that give you 40 touchdowns almost every season, give you two, three touchdowns per week, I'll take them.
You'll take them in the first round?
Sometimes.
That's usually the
way. I would love to look, though. That my point is, let's look at the last couple years and see guys, if they actually are going that route. Are they all picking running backs or a receiver with the first pick?
If I have the sixth pick in a draft.
That won the draft.
Yeah.
If
I have the sixth pick in the draft, right, and Le'Veon Bell's gone, and
Elliott,
let's say Zeke's gone, all the top running backs are gone, and I'm at six, and I could draft, running back who's solid, or I can just say, you know what, I'm not going to worry about quarterback this year, I'm going to take Brady or Rodgers, somebody's just going to be a machine, I might take that machine versus getting that running back that's going to give me, 1,100 yards,
seems
and six
to me
touchdowns.
The guys that win these leagues, and I just watch from far because I haven't participated in the last few years, but it seems to me the guys that win the leagues are the guys that manage their team better week to week and are making the off-season pickups of the hot guys. Or not the midweek, in-season pickups.
That's a huge part of it.
Those are the guys that win maybe more than the draft.
You're sitting next to the king of the waiver wire.
Right.
First of all, waivers.
Do you win the leagues?
Waivers are for losers. I like leagues where everybody's in the pool.
It's free agents.
First come, first serve.
It's a free agent frenzy all season long. Of course it should
be. Do you win a league? What was your percent? How many did you win last year of your four that
cared
about?
I don't think I won any.
He's won them before.
I've won leagues before, but I'm not over here saying that I win every time out. You this. If Deshaun Watson hadn't gone down in a heap, I was winning my big money league with Dave Richard. I was winning that blicky because I picked him up for a dollar off the scrap heap, and he was a superstar. He was a fantasy killer.
What position does he play?
He plays quarterback. But you know what? Nobody drafted him.
I know.
He went
undrafted. I picked him up in a league too, Cakes.
He went undrafted.
I was going to win that league. It wasn't the same league as you. I had Deshaun Watson. I was just running away with it. My high dollar league.
That proves my theory that you don't pick a quarterback early because you can find those guys just lying around.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Depends on who it is.
He was a rare bird. You usually don't find Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, you know who found him? Flakes.
Well,
I saw the report. He went down with a knee injury, and I was devastated.
I'm on fantasypros.com, just a random fantasy site. They have a projected mock draft for fantasy football for this year. All right? They've got Barkley going 9 overall. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They've got Geis going 47.
Right.
That's a pretty significant chasm.
And who's the first quarterback and when?
The first quarterback taken would be at, hold on.
It's late.
It's pretty late.
You don't pick those guys in the top 10.
Looks like it's Aaron Rodgers at 33.
Thank you.
So I think that's
my point.
If I can lock up A-Rodge, I do.
Yeah, I would.
Well, it kind of depends on the point system, too.
Because running backs can change. Remember Gurley a year ago?
Sure.
Nobody drafted him high because he was dud the year before. Then all of a sudden he blew up.
Well, he'll be the number one pick. Here Bell will be the number one pick in most drafts. But here are the running backs that are projected to go ahead of Geis. Gurley, Bell, Elliott, David Johnson, Kamara, Barkley, Kareem Hunt, Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook. Kind of forget about Dalvin Cook. Devontae Freeman, McCoy, Jordan Howard, McKinnon for San Francisco.
Those are all projected to go above Barkley?
Yep. Christian McCaffrey.
Above Geis. They already mentioned Barkley.
Above Geis.
Okay.
Yeah. Mixon.
I would take Geis over a lot of those donks you've mentioned.
Kenyon Drake. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Alex Collins.
Maybe Cakes is right. Maybe people are sleeping
Drake
on Geis.
Drake came on. Drake put up scary
numbers.
I mean,
there's no way I'd take Alex Collins ahead of Geis.
I get Geis to talk fantasy football in mid-June. I love it.
But I think this is what tells you is there's a lot of talent at the running back level.
There is.
At the position coming into this year. Based on the guys that did well last year and then all the guys who were drafted this year.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday. We will talk some Redskins coming up at 7. John Keim from ESPN and ESPN.com will join us to give us the latest from Redskins Park. Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget John Keim, who covers the Skins for ESPN, ESPN.com. He'll join us at 7 o'clock to talk about Skins minicamp. Maybe get some Darius Dice nuggets from him.
You know, it's so funny with this run, the Caps were on, and we talked about it. You know, we haven't been all in on the Redskins. I'm literally clueless as to what's going on. I mean, just, you know, I remember the draft, got all excited about that. But post-draft, punched out. Not interested, don't care, caught up in Caps euphoria and everything. And I'm ready to...
I think a lot of people are.
I'm ready to get excited again about the Redskins, I guess. But
it'll take you a good month.
But there hasn't been big news. Look, they
drafted... I don't know where
to begin. Drafted Ron Payne, drafted Darius Geis. There really hasn't been that much news.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't been paying attention to
it. I heard a nugget that Stacey McGee, I believe, tore his groin. So he's out for the OTAs. That sounds pretty serious. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he's going to be sidelined, but I mean that's like the one Skins nugget that I've kind of digested.
Quanjo's out for the year.
I knew Quanjo was banged up.
Yeah. Kind of big news on the Redskins front. They finally admitted and they have adopted honesty as the best policy after all these years.
There's no way.
And they admitted that they do not have a waiting list for season tickets.
Right.
Something we've been saying for basically a decade.
And they're trying to entice people to buy season tickets now with some upgrades.
Right, which is a smart move. But they haven't decided that honesty is the best policy across the board, just in this one.
Just in this one.
It's still a little North Korea over there.
I guess there's a new guy running the show, though, in terms of the suites and the tickets.
Right. No, I mean, it's the only way to go. Go out there and actually, you know, acknowledge that there are seats available. Maybe
what'd
you can cut a deal.
200,000 or 300,000.
Yeah. At its peak, it was 200,000.
Yeah.
And I believe probably after the third Super Bowl win, you might have had a 200,000 person waiting list.
Maybe 50,000 or something. But, you know, when you rip out 10,000 seats and you still have empty seats, it's preposterous to claim.
And Steelers fans can pick up tickets in a split second.
Yeah. The stories are numerous of people that gave up season tickets and then they call them back a day later and try to offer them back at a discount. We had a guy that got kicked out. They pulled his tickets. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, they offer him back.
By the way, Eric and I went to University of Maryland. We're fans of the University of Maryland. Cakes has a son at University of Maryland. I couldn't believe the call that Cakes endured about a week ago. He is honestly the nicest guy with just a telemarketer, essentially. Somebody called him, and we couldn't figure out. It was right after the show, and Cakes is nodding his head.
Well, my first mistake was I accepted a call from a number that I didn't recognize. So a big chunk of it is on me. But I was on the call for about 3 or 4 minutes, and you know the guy was nice enough, but he couldn't have been more relentless as far as asking me questions, trying to get me excited to buy tickets to Terrapins Longhorns.
So why didn't you just say
game.
Not interested and hang up?
That's what I did eventually.
Yeah, but why
it
not?
Took about 5 minutes. It took me a little
did
while.
Did you actually ponder it?
Did I ponder
getting tickets?
No.
So you just let the
you're
guy.
Just being nice.
Here's where he lost me. Where this was, it's had to be like June 8th or 9th.
Right.
And he said, well, right now is really the time to get your Maryland, Texas tickets. And I thought to myself, why would now be the time to do that? How about it would be the week before it's being played at FedEx Field? There are going to be a billion tickets on SeatGeek for $7.
How about the time to get it is like right before the game?
Yeah, the time to get it is, I don't know, September 4th?
Yeah.
Maybe September 5th? Not in early June. When I heard that, then my brain snapped right into action, and I said, sorry, man, I just can't do this.
So was this a conversation, or are you just letting him talk
and do
his pitch?
It was more one way than anything else.
I've
more
been getting,
me listening to the pitch.
I just don't answer those calls, man.
You know what,
if I don't recognize the number.
That was my mistake.
Well, here's what I do. So I've been getting a lot. By the way, I got the IRS scam call twice in the last week.
Oh,
twice.
I love it.
And it's changed now.
Those calls I will take.
It used to be like, for lack of a better way of explaining it, like a foreign sounding guy saying he was calling from the IRS. Now it's a woman calling. Okay,
foreign sounding woman.
No, okay. She's a regular sounding woman, but it's obviously on a tape or something. And so I get it, and she goes, "We are calling to warn you that the IRS is about to contact you. You're about to be arrested. You got a week or whatever this spiel is." I listen for about 3 seconds, and immediately I go, "You're finished." And I hit, right. I hit end, and then I hit block.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does no good. They just call back on another number 2 days later.
I'm not even aware of the scam. What is the ultimate pitch?
It's basically that the IRS is investigating you. You owe money.
Yeah, you owe money.
And you got like a, if you don't give them money right now, you're going to be arrested.
Generally, but I don't know the details. So then they ask you to send the money how?
I don't know, wire it or whatever they do.
Like credit card.
How are they getting over? Like, where are they getting their money?
From just
naive
donks
people. Are sending them checks.
They actually got.
Some people, they panic. They have no idea.
It's not a check.
They prey on the elderly.
It's mostly the elderly.
It's your money.
Well, they must think I'm elderly because they called me twice in the last 6 days. And
pictures.
I block it. The other one that won't stop calling me.
By the way, real quick,
me.
Before you go to the next one, my friend's mother, okay, probably in her 60s, mm-hmm. 70s, was an IRS scam, but fell for the. We've kidnapped your grandson scam, and we've got him
it's
in.
Tough.
And we've got him in like Sudan,
right?
If you don't give us $8,000,
right? It's just some people are unbelievable.
Then you will never see him again,
right?
What did she do? She wired $8,000 to this number.
That sounds like me sending Rom money back in the day when he was felted,
right?
I mean, they're just
people are relentless.
Clueless people.
So the one that I can't get rid of every time this call that I receive it. Because it's always a different number. I block it. And it must be on some robo-dialing program. It doesn't matter. It masks number, and then it just calls again.
Mm-hmm.
It's about my car and to get a lower interest rate. First of all, I lease my car. I have a deal with BMW. I'm interested on zero levels, and I know it's a scam.
You're just on the scam call list?
I'm on the scam call list. I get scam calls all the time.
Probably because you live in Kensington, which has a lot of elderly people. Honestly.
Don't know.
Maybe if they're preying on elderly, Kensington's a good city to
pick.
Maybe.
That might be it. Eric,
I mean, I have a mobile phone number. They're not calling my home.
People are getting those calls all over town, man.
It's just, and I don't know how to get off it.
I get calls that want to give me warranties on my cars that I had 10 years ago.
Yes. That's basically
and
what
I told the woman, I said, what are you selling?
Yeah.
And she goes, what are you selling? I said, you're an idiot. I haven't had that car for 10 years. Right. Why are you calling about that?
You tell her to die after that?
I mean, yeah. I end up hanging up.
Right.
But, I mean, they're just losers.
Now, this wasn't a call, but I kept getting a piece of mail from, it seemed to be some sort of Geico splinter cell is how I would describe it.
Right.
It's actually a WSSC splinter cell.
Okay.
Where they kept sending me this letter and asking me to pay $3 a month to ensure the pipes basically underneath my driveway.
Right.
And it said, eventually, I'm paying the $3 a month now. Because if you actually read the material, it says whatever you're insured by only insures the pipes in the house.
And I'm insured by it, too.
And then if something happens just outside the house and the pipes explode or whatever, you're the one who has to pay for it, not the county or WSSC or whatever.
It's on you.
Right? So you got suckered for that, too?
I'm in on
now,
that,
that
too.
Now, that was a piece of mail that was coming every couple of weeks. It seemed legit, and now I'm paying that $3 a month or
now
so
I'm basically
to
hoping,
protect myself.
I'm hoping at some point that pipe bursts, and I can feel vindicated for paying that $3 or $5 per month.
Are
so
we
don't feel like a sucker.
You can chime in, 800-636-1067, because part of me thinks that I am an idiot for doing that, because I'm telling you, I threw out that piece of mail on a monthly basis for months and months. And then after a while, I was like, I can afford, you know, $3 a month. That's $36 a year. $36 a year just in case a pipe bursts, or I just accept it as $36 a year for being scammed.
Right. The price of doing business.
Because I have no idea what my WSSC contract covers.
How could
if
you?
I have no idea who's paying if a pipe bursts in my bathroom versus a pipe bursting underneath my driveway.
Now, I'm probably a donk, but anytime someone asks me for insurance on something or some sort of warranty on something, I always say no. The only thing I have is car insurance, life insurance, and I guess I probably have some home insurance or something. Well, but anytime, but I know
insurance.
Jason, it's worked for him, like his roof or his appliances.
Yeah,
just
I wish
constantly.
I had an
appliance deal. I don't know how he got it. I don't know.
I have a terrible refrigerator.
What?
Terrible refrigerator.
What works
well,
for
like
me?
If you're washer
you
dryer.
Oh, you mean the home warranty?
You have some weird thing that's constantly hooking you.
Well, it's not a weird thing. It's a very popular thing. Home warranties are very popular across the country.
Yeah, they might
I pay $600 a year, and it covers pretty much every appliance, every working system in the house.
Yeah. I should probably get that one because I'm telling you, my refrigerator is poo. Cold on the bottom, not cold up top.
But I just
and
figure,
like an ice block forms behind a couple of shelves that I have to use pick.
Just get
once
a new refrigerator
a
for however it costs, $1,500
like
bucks or whatever.
And I just
get a scratchy dent, put a towel over it, like a lurch.
Yeah. And you're good to go.
You're good
to go. I just basically use an ice pick about once a month to take the ice block behind a couple of shelves.
If you get a home warranty, let's say it's $500 a year, and your microwave breaks.
Yeah.
Well, warranty covers it. let's say your dishwasher breaks. Well, warranty covers it. Let's say your AC breaks. Warranty might not cover the entire cost of one, but it'll cover to fix it, whatever needs to be fixed.
I'm sure I'm doing it wrong. I'm sure I'm doing it
wrong. By the way,
I always say no to everything.
The worst thing you can do with those scammer calls is answer your phone.
Right.
Because once you answer, they keep calling back.
Well, but I know. But in theory.
And they never leave a message.
No.
In theory, you can block them. And I block them, and then they just change numbers. And it's often with the same three-digit prefix. Well, they change the last four numbers.
Who checks messages? By the way, here's an alert to anybody that calls me ever again. Don't leave me a voicemail. I'm the worst at checking voicemail. Yeah. I'll check
well, you know
the text. I'll respond to a text in a few hours,
well,
maybe a day
problem.
Later. Never leave me a voicemail.
You know how you can eliminate
ever
it?
Ever again.
Completely, and I've done it. I don't set up my voicemail. And I haven't.
That's a great strategy.
For probably 5 years.
Mine is set up, but
now, it irritates the dentist's office, because they call me all the time.
Right.
And never answers.
Right.
But just don't set it up.
Yeah. Never leave me a message. Anybody that calls me. Thank you.
Let's go to Tim Alexandria. Tim, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks. Quickly.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I bought that insurance line coverage through the water company, and it's like $3-4 a month, and it's legit. Because it happened to me, my main sewer line outside the house to the city sewer, it broke, and it saved me about $7,000. So that's legit.
That's what it says on the pitch, that if something happens, right? Isn't it like with your driveway? I have no idea what the company was.
Fecal matter.
It's definitely legit. It's about $3-4 a month.
Yep.
It's got to follow, certain rules, but it's real.
I can afford one big blind at MGM National Harbor per month, so there's not fecal matter flowing into my house.
A big blind.
It's a big blind. One game.
Well, the thing you got to remember is to use it. You got to remember that you have the coverage,
right?
Because a lot of times you'll have this policy or whatever insurance, and then something will happen, and then you'll panic and you'll just call some company to come fix it.
Yeah.
But if you remember you have the coverage, then you have to go through them.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday. We're on pace for 12 calls right now.
See, this is what happens when the Caps finally win
Maybe.
The Stanley Cup.
I'm going to win.
We have a week of afterglow, and that now we're talking about pipe insurance.
Today's the brick wall.
There's plenty to talk about.
Welcome to the rest of the summer. Thank you.
All right, coming up next.
We'll talk about this later. Does anybody care about the World Cup?
I do because I enjoy the games.
You're a big soccer guy.
I'll be into it when it gets beyond the preliminary matches.
So in the round of 16.
You know how you like to have the Olympics on all the time? Yeah. I like having the World Cup on all the time. Yeah. Now, I'm not necessarily just sitting there staring at it, but I love having it on.
But you won't root for any one country.
Oh, I will. I'm rooting for Germany to play Spain in the final because I got a bunch of donks in my World Cup pool on those two teams.
Yeah, so I need just that root, to I just root for greatness. So I like to root for the sillies.
Okay. I'll root for the teams
so you're not
I bet
rooting
on.
For, like, Croatia or Peru?
No, it's not even the countries. I'm rooting for great players. I want to see Ronaldo do something silly. I want to see Messi do something silly.
Yeah. Well, odds are they will.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we will actually talk some Redskins. John Keim covers the OTAs for ESPN, ESPN.com. He'll give us the latest from Redskins Park. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.